Sports Play Show. Come out with Pat McAfee, Incorporated. I don't know why I'm Tony Diggs.
Ah, baby Tony.
All right, there's Bubblegum Pino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you.
Good day to you. How you doing, Tony? Good. How are you?
Good. Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude?
What is going on?
What is going on, Bruce?
Really, today?
What is the latest from Michigan?
No.
Yes.
This is not the fucking Bleed Maize and Blue podcast, okay?
What I'm focused on today.
Yeah.
Are the Ohio Bobcats in some good old-fashioned Tuesday night action?
Hell yes. Hell yes, Bruce. Thank you. Otter, how
best
are we?
Best team in Ohio.
Tony, we got our fucking sweet, sweet prince, not Slovodan. But the Ohio Bobcats playing on a fucking Tuesday. Thank God. Like,
sweet, sweet.
We're all the way back.
We are officially all the way back. We do have 3 matching games tonight.
Got a banger.
That'll be fun. Oh, we got some college basketball games tonight. How'd last night go?
I think it was about 50-50.
I mean, that's all you can hope for a night one, to be honest.
Rutgers sank the latte.
Yeah.
Can't be losing to Princeton at home. I assume that wasn't a neutral site because they're both in New Jersey. Can't be dropping that one.
I felt good because of the nightcap came home. Watching CSU Northridge, you know, hold on.
Only lose 11, 13.
That's really all we need.
Yeah. I can hang my hat on CSU Northridge.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. How was
NBA was bad.
I got destroyed.
Yeah. Okay.
It was a bit of a slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
The magic lost, but all the other legs of my parlay hit, so that's good for nothing.
Yeah,
that is how parlays work. For those of you new to parlays, all legs have to hit.
The house take, by the way, is 30% on parlays, about 5% on straight wagers.
And that's why professionals gamblers will tell you do not do parlays.
That's correct.
I love
parlays. We're not professional gamblers.
I love a parlay. Well,
I mean,
I love parlays, but God, I've been getting cooked by way too many of them. I don't parlay anymore.
You're closer to a professional gambler than 99% of people.
No.
How many professional gamblers do you think there are in the world?
Not a ton.
Like actual.
Like that only gamble.
Professional, yes. That's the professional gambler is someone who makes a living off of gambling.
I don't think there's many.
No, there's
no. Extremely few.
Billy Walter.
Maybe 1,000.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't think we know
that any of aren't
names.
Touts or handicappers.
Yeah, legit.
Maybe
it is probably in the book.
It is in the book.
Probably.
Yeah.
It probably is in the book.
It is in the book.
Why am I not? Because I took the Jets last night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that
yeah. I was on the under, which almost didn't hit that last drive.
The under
if
number.
Uzama would have caught that ball, might have been cooked on a 2-point conversion there. But we all feels like a lot of people forgot that Jets team almost lost to Tommy DeVito just a little while.
They did for sure.
Yeah,
but you know, there's also
Chargers defense had stunk. There was
Chargers defense
logic. There.
Unbelievable.
Best
they've looked all year.
They're fine around
the under numbers. The unders are hitting at 62% on the season. 81, 83, 52, and 1, which is absurd. 22-7 on primetime. That's 62-29 in the last 2 years on primetime. Absurd. 10-1 to the under on Monday Night Football. So, you know, and second half unders are 82, 53, and 1 as well. So just as an under guy, it is just a beautiful.
What's the total on Thursday? 10?
The total on this Thursday?
Yeah, 14.
Yeah.
Hold, please.
It's not exactly Big Ben and Phillip Rivers out there anymore now, is
it? No, it's not. 39.5.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's too high.
Yeah, probably.
Unless it's Fields playing?
He practiced a little bit at the end of last week. But, you know, if the Bagman, the Bajan have changed, Bajan.
Did he like hurt his UCL or whatever Stafford did, or did he just dislocate his fingy?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
Let's be honest. What does Justin Fields really add to the over? 2 points?
No, more than that.
Why?
Don't do this. Let's not do this. Don't.
Dude, the Bears have been playing like decently well under this kid. Just putting it out there.
No. We all agree that Justin Fields is better than the Bajan of change.
I think he's better, yes, but...
But I don't know how much he adds to
the... But in a moment when you need
to the
change,
full total?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if he adds. Maybe a couple points?
Yeah.
Two to three.
3 points. Okay, 3 points. Sorry.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Let's not act like we're sitting dead red with...
3 points.
Listen, the Bajan got fucking frisky on Sunday. Did he throw a couple picks? Yeah, but I mean, he was...
What happened the week before? He was all
he has well,
what
beautiful happened before
that when he blew out the
yeah.
He has a beautiful baseball slide as well.
He does
have, cannot be discounted.
That's Thursday night's game. We're not going to get into that yet. Probably won't even watch that one.
I mean, I didn't watch
that. That is the first awesome. That you have yeah. to watch it because it's Thursday Night Football. That, but that is a game that I look at and I'm like,
yeah, that's the first.
Would I be mad if it was a nice night out and I went and got my steps in? You know, exactly. I would think about doing that.
Maybe
going for a hop.
Maybe you, yeah, you know,
maybe you were like, maybe you were walking by.
Maybe I walk and get a bite to eat, catch like a quarter of the game, and walk back. You know,
no,
like,
yeah, you're walking by a bar, you peek your head in the window. Yeah.
Oh, like, what's the score?
It's 6-2. Okay.
I mean,
like, usually every Thursday I'm pretty dialed in to watch.
Last night I went to the Spurs game here in Indy because I wanted to see the alien play. It was actually pretty sweet. They did get blown out by 40, but the Pacers won by 40, sorry. So I lost my bet. That stunk. I got home and the Jets were already getting the shit kicked out of them. So I actually just turned the game on and then just turned it off, turned on Madden.
Yeah.
Pretty fun fucking night.
That's Thursday's one of those situations where you get a two TV setup. You know, you play some video games on one TV and you just have a game on the other and you don't have to pay too much then.
Chargers kind of back in the mix.
Now that we're talking about it, my first uncle of the year where I turned off football while it was on was the 4 p.m. window with my Giants. I said, you know what? I'm going to blow off some
steam and
play some video games. That was my first and only true been uncle there. Where I just didn't watch the game.
Hey, been there this year. I've been there this year.
Oh,
I have been there this year. Okay. Let's do... Where do we want to start? Maxion?
Yes.
Yeah, why not?
Three Maxion games tonight.
Unless there's any baseball news.
Huh?
Is there any baseball news?
No, I think we're okay. Ball State at Northern Illinois. In Husky Stadium, Central Mich at Western Mich, and Ohio at Buffalo. Judging by the weather here, I think it's going to be a pretty good weather night in Maxion. I only have
spring one. Is kind of sprung on
spring
Maxion.
Spring is sprung on Maxion.
November is kind of feels like we're kind of fended off winter for a couple weeks here.
I only have one play
in this one or in all
three games tonight. One
play. What?
Wow,
go on.
It's Gimme the Ohio Bobcats laying the 7 on the road.
Yes!
Taking care of business.
Every day!
They better. Tell you what, we need Rourke to be spinning the pill.
Yep.
And we need no answers out of the Buffalo Bulls. I'm optimistic that it will be a soak.
Let's go.
Oh, optimistic, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's fucking go.
I'm on it.
But I'm not laying 7.5. I will buy it to 7. Obviously.
I bought it to 6. I don't really know why I bought it that much. I was just a little worried about laying points in Maxion. I haven't really bet it, to be fair. But for whatever reason, I think I picked Ball State to cover last week for no real reason. And for no real reason this week, they probably should cover, but they just won't.
Didn't they backdoor last week?
I'm going Central Michigan plus 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I like them.
See you there.
I think they might win that. And then what I've done here is I put NIU and Ohio into a moneyline parlay at minus 125.
Okay.
I like that.
The Bobcats haven't played in 10 days, too. So
They're rested, bro.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Rourke off a bye.
Yeah. On. And what did he do in his last game? Oh, he just threw for 313.
Yeah. He only leads the MAC in touchdowns. Is that good?
What?
Surprise, surprise.
Is that good? Probably yards too, if I had to guess. Maybe Toledo's up and down. Who knows?
So we're on the Bobcats.
Yeah, we're on the Bobcats.
The Ohio Bobcats.
I'm on the Chippewas as well.
Okay.
I'm also on the Chippewas plus the 3.5. I like CMU going into good old Western Michigan. It's a big rivalry game. Foxy said that people are just going to be out there blacked out on a Tuesday. So let's go.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Play Cinderella.
Let's go.
I believe that the Chippewas have a pretty tough remaining schedule, so this is their best shot at bowl.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Any CBB tonight?
CBB, not a big board tonight, which was kind
of
nice.
An early play of the year that I think we've agreed upon.
Whoa,
that line has moved against us, which I love even more.
What? What do you mean? Like Baylor's like an underdog all of a sudden?
Yes.
Jesus Christ, I hate that.
Don't worry about it in college basketball, my friend.
Okay, I won't.
I have Drexel moneyline versus LaSalle.
Yeah, I figured you have that one.
I love Baylor getting 1.5 versus Auburn.
Okay.
And the nightcap once again, you know, you tuck it in.
Tuck me in, brother.
Think about San Jose State plus 3.5 versus UC Irvine.
Okay.
Think about it.
Okay.
Long and hard.
I don't know why I wouldn't think about it.
Think about that one.
You're on Baylor?
I'm on Baylor. That's my only play. I got him, you know, as a favorite this morning. So I'm not as stoked as Gumpy about the RLM. And the only NBA play tonight is register to vote.
Register to vote.
Register.
Way to go.
Register to vote.
To vote.
Way to go, NBA.
Thanks, NBA.
Fucking freezing in here. Ladies and gentlemen. Nick Skate.
Wow, he fucking
He brought it back.
Did it. You know why there's no NBA tonight? Because it's a hockey night.
No, it's because we're voting, Tony.
No, because it's a hockey night.
It is, but we are.
I forgot to vote again.
Register to vote. Late polls, Tony. You still got time, brother.
No,
I can make it, Tony.
You still got time, bro.
I forgot to register, too. I forgot to register, too.
You are registered.
Yeah, I think it's an all-day thing.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Get out there.
You can register at the polls, Tony.
No, I don't think that's how it works.
Yes, you can.
I think you have to mail it in or something. They get to mail it in.
There's a thing, too. You can just walk in and just, I want all blue, and you just pull the blue ticket, and it just goes all blue.
Would you pull the blue one or the red one?
I'm right down the middle. Okay. Is there a middle ticket?
The express line.
Is there a strictly independent ticket?
Yeah, you just stay home.
Okay, then yeah.
The green party?
Because your vote doesn't matter.
Yep.
Tony can't say that. Come on, register to vote, dude. The NBA took the night off.
Good for them. That was big.
Thank you, NBA.
Fucking heroes.
NBA always.
Yeah, who didn't do NHL?
That's the thing.
No, they did not.
Drop the fucking puck.
Drop the puck, Carmine.
Fuck.
Lightning are at the Canadiens. Lightning are road favorites. I wouldn't say short road favorites. Kind of medium road favorites.
Yeah, and the Bolts played last night and didn't go the way we wanted.
Absolutely blew it against the Maple Buds.
No shit.
What do you mean, no shit?
Maple Leafs got booed off Lightning the ice.
Stink. I'm over it.
They've actually been pretty solid.
They're good
this
squad.
Year.
They're good squad.
But yeah.
Listen, if Stammer doesn't want to be there, they stink.
I will not be taking this tonight because Jonas Johansson, JoJo, went last night and we're thinking it's probably the Tomcat Tompkins tonight. And I know Gumpy loves the Tomcat.
Tomcat will get you a W.
Here. I'm not in on the Tomcat.
Yeah, I'm out.
How about the Hurricanes as $2 favorites in front of 20,000 screaming Caniacs against the Sabres?
Hear me out here.
Oh, no.
Hear me out here.
The fucking Sabres.
I'm going to go the Sabres.
Everybody.
It's a big road dog here. I like the value. They got UPL in net, and he's been the better goaltender so far this year.
Who
the
fuck is that?
Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen.
Yeah.
Luukkonen.
Yeah.
And Antti Raanta's going for the Canes. He's got the wins, but his individual numbers haven't been great. Canes are going through it a little bit with some things. Freddie Anderson has got some health issues. He's going to be out. So I will take the Sabres, the Sabres here in front of 20,000 screaming Canucks.
It doesn't say who has been selected to ring the horn tonight.
And that's promising because we were close to fuck drop time. I mean,
yeah.
That was an early drop.
No, just, I mean,
yeah, we
don't know by close. Now.
Yeah, we're never going to know.
It can't be anyone good.
No.
It'd be awesome if it was someone good.
The Wings are dogs going into the Garden.
Canes 3-0. No, Jesus. What'd you say?
Yeah. Oh. The Wings are dogs going into the Garden.
Yes, they are. And I will take another road dog. Give me the Wings here.
Brother.
Is it quick? Is it quick?
It is right? Quick. It is Johnny Quick versus Ville Husso.
Don't go against Quick, dude.
No Shesterkin. For the Rags. No Adam Fox for the Rags.
Philip Seidel
is young upstart Wings team and their high-powered offense get it done.
Quick 2-0. Give me the New York Rangers at home.
Yes,
probably the safe bet.
I like the Quickster in the net for, I believe, is it the first or second time this season?
Fourth? Yep.
Yeah.
2-0-1.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm fucking talking about, Quickster. I haven't even noticed you. That's how well you're playing. I think Dylan Larkin's out for the Red Wings. He has 17 points. I think he's a game time decision.
Yeah, that is big.
I don't like what I've seen of late from the Red Wings after a blustery start.
Yeah, 4-0 start kind of sucks in, yeah. Right?
6-3-1 in their last 10.
They shade.
What say you?
Let's
go, Rags.
The Wild are at the Isle, and the Isle are very, very short favorites.
The Isles are good.
Yeah. I like the Wild. Or I'm sorry. I've been so used to betting on the Wild. I like the Islanders.
Whoa.
Wow. The Islanders at home.
dive. I'm out.
They don't have a great home record
either. Okay. The Blues are home dogs against the Jets.
Blues.
What? I'm not touching this one.
Why are the, I feel like the Jets are favored no matter what. Every game. And they're not good.
Are you taking the Blues?
No, I don't love the Blues either, but I don't know why the Jets are favored every fucking day.
Yeah, Blues 4-1 at home.
Pretty good.
Give me the fucking Blues.
There we are.
Yeah.
What about the Flames short faves at home against Preds?
No.
Give me the Preds.
This is,
yeah.
The Preds are
the something. The Preds at plus money. Ryan O'Reilly's got the boys playing a little bit of pop.
The Preds are something absurd, too, in their past 10 against Calgary, like 8-1-2 or something like that. Give me the Preds.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a pick here.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Is this your first pick of the?
No.
No, this will be my third pick
of the on the same team.
Yeah.
Quack.
I did crack in Detroit.
Yep.
I did crack in Florida.
Yes.
Now, would you normally think of Phoenix as a crack city? I wouldn't.
No.
But if I was playing hockey.
They do meth, I think.
If I was playing hockey in the Mullet Arena, in a 5,000-seat arena in the NHL.
5,000 scream mullets.
That's a place where I would do crack.
The Mullet Arena is actually in Tempe, so.
Whatever.
Different city.
Was that the.
Doesn't matter.
Tempe was the. That was that show with Sylvester Stallone.
I don't.
Tempe?
Wasn't it based in Tempe?
That was Tulsa, I believe.
Oh.
Tulsa King.
Close.
Unbelievable show.
Tempe King.
Shout out Sly. Shout out Sly.
Give me the Kraken on the road.
One of the three television shows Gumpy's watched in the past 2 years. I will take the Yotes in the Let.
Give me the Kraken.
Yes.
You guys are on the Kraken.
Yeah.
You guys are putting a lot of faith in Joey DeCourt.
Oh, yeah. I love DeCourt.
Quack.
Pens are 175 favorites.
Pens are back, boys.
They're -196.
Yeah, I'm not touching. Everyone knows they should have won that game last time they played. These two teams played the flukiest of flukes happened, and the Ducks got the win.
Ducks won four straight.
Points bet 175.
Giant killers.
What did it start with that game?
They're giant killers. They beat the Bees and.
I'm not betting it, but this is where it ends. Let's go, Pens.
Yeah, I'm not in this one.
The Lanch are hosting. The Devils! Lancer -175 at home. Is Jackie out?
Yeah.
How long?
Too long.
Don't know.
Too long if you're a Devils fan.
Yeah. And on that note, I will take the Lancer.
Ooh. Yeah, I got nothing.
Holy shit, the Flyers are $2 favorites on the road.
Flyers.
San Jose is a bad hockey
club. They've been up 20 goals in the last two games.
Are they going to win ever?
No, there's a good possibility.
Are they unwinless?
They're 0-10.
What if they just... don't win. They're winning tonight.
Is fucking Marlowe? Is Marlowe and Burns and fucking Joe not playing?
Joe just retired.
Carter.
Marlowe and Burns and Joe ain't walking through that door to save.
There's Pavs, to be honest.
Yeah, they
ship Pavs out of town.
No Pavs, no Carlson. All the glory days are gone.
Every guy in that building has to start growing the longest beard they fucking can.
Until we did this earlier. Who's still there?
Nobody.
Couture.
Randy.
They're still there. He's still buzzing. I may not buzz him, but he's still there. Who's in net for the
Thomas Hurdle's still there, right? They got Duclair. Hurdle's still coach? There.
Eklund's fucking there.
Oh, it's Blackwood in net. Jeez Louise.
Yeah, there's not a lot to like about.
0-10-1.
So, I mean, if you want to lay it, you could take the pants. I'm not going to do it, but.
I mean, they're averaging 1.09 goals a game. So,
what's the over-under in this one?
Should be 4.
This reminds me of being...
6.5?
This reminds me of being...
Are the Flyers going to put up a 10?
There's never been a 4 total.
The Sharks can't even score a goal a game.
Yeah, they're giving up 10.
They're giving up 10, I guess.
4.
Is this one of those things where we just bet on the Sharks every game?
No, you don't.
Double it.
No, this is one where you wait. Double it. You lie in the weeds and you wait for that one game where you realize the Sharks will get there.
Not this one.
It won't be this one.
If you're going to ever rally and get up, it's after you load up a 20-piece nugget in two games.
I don't think so.
Not to a Tortorella team.
Fair enough.
Torts will have the
Carter Hart banged up.
Thank you, Nick. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Nick.
See you, Nick.
Good outfit today.
Thank you.
See you next.
Strength and water.
Jack Carr. How's Champions League going today? What do we have for Champions League tomorrow?
Shit kicked right now. 0-2 today, which is great. Yes. Tomorrow, I like Real Sociedad money line versus Benfica.
Okay.
Lens double chance versus PSV.
Okay.
Inter Moneyline versus Red Bull Salzburg. And Man U again, Moneyline versus Copenhagen. I know they won on the weekend, barely beat Fulham, but the price is just too good. Yeah, the lines are just too good on Man U not to take a shot at -130 against Copenhagen.
Okay.
Yep.
Do we have anything else?
Betting wise?
How about non-betting wise?
Tony, I have something for you.
Okay.
Tony, we cannot become what we want by remaining what we are. It's a quote by Max Dupree.
What if you already...
Max Dupree? The WWE superstar? AKA LA Knight?
Yeah, if that's who Max Dupree is, yeah, this is a Max Dupree quote.
Man, let me ask you this. What if you already are what you wanted to be?
Max Dupree!
Well, then, Tony... You got to set a new fucking. You got to set a new standard.
There. Okay,
a new fucking.
Once you hit that, you just got to keep going.
You're right.
Nothing changes if nothing changes.
If your goal was just to get to the league, and you're there, what are you going to do now? You got to become an all star. You got to become the best player ever. You got to become a Hall of Famer.
You're right.
It's a good point.
You're right.
It's a good point.
Always room to get better. Quote Mitt McMahon.
Max Dupree.
Max Dupree.
Is that Max or Maxine?
Just Max. Dreppe. Max to P, actually.
Let me see this.
Who the fuck is this guy?
How do you spell that?
Dupree.
Oh, so Dupree.
Yeah, so I was right.
Dupree.
So it's not WWE superstar.
Max Dupree is an American businessman and writer.
Huh. Oh, I was right.
So it's not WWE superstar.
See, a philanthropist as well. I feel like that's an easy third thing to put.
Probably. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Ah.